Shalom Avracha. The topic tonight is folding beds and umbrellas. A very mozo question that comes up, particularly when it's Yom Tov time, is opening folding beds, Baruch Hashem, just like at the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. Nobody ever said Tzar li Hamokaim, and somehow, miraculously, everybody was able to fit in. Even though it seemed lamal min ateva, so too, it seems as though there's bezer anpin, a little bit of this miracle that happens every Yom Tov, when people come home, bochrim, yungalait, families, in a room that used to just have one person, when they're a bocha, there's something like a whole family with 12 kids in. And so this is a hemshach of the nes of the Eilei Regolim. So a very motzoi question is, when it comes to folding beds, are there any issues regarding opening up folding beds and the like on Shabbos and on Yom Tov? So I'd like to look into that sugya. So we have to look in Simon Shin Tes Vov, Si'if Hey, where the Mechaba speaks about a certain type of chair. And this type of chair is going to be the precedent for many examples nowadays. The Mechaba is quoting from a Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Where the Gemara speaks about a kisei truskal, which is a certain type of folding chair. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Tes Vov, hey, kisei ha'osei prokim. If you have a chair that isn't a fixed chair, like the chair that the chairs that many of you are sitting on tonight, but rather it has multiple parts which are connected. And when you're ready to sit on it, you open it up, and the leather, which presumably is the seat, possibly the back as well, so then that opens up and that becomes taut. And then when you want to fold it up, then the leather gets folded. That's absolutely fine to open it. So there's no concern about binyan over here. There's no building that's involved over here. And additionally, there's no problem of an oihel. Even though here you're going to have, by default, there's going to be some type of structure which now has a roof, which is over the area which beforehand was totally open. There's no concern about this whatsoever. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, Do Ovid V'koy Mibayit Yoyim. Such a thing, it's not considered that you are now making a new structure. It was as though it was already made Mibayit Yoyim. It was already made from before Shabbos. This is in contradistinction to sometimes you have children who want to make a game on Shabbos and they want to drape blankets or duvets over chairs. You have two chairs and they want to make a tent. That could be a real problem of oihel arai. Now, of course, since this isn't a permanent structure, it's not going to be an issa d'oraisa, but could well be an issa d'rabbanon if you have mechitzas, you have walls, which in this case are the chairs, and then you stretch the blanket or sheet on top of that. That could be problematic. The way to get around this is the halacha is if you first have the roof and then you put the walls in, that would actually be okay. So if they first hold out the actual sheet, which is going to be a roof, and then they'd slip the chairs in, that would actually be okay. But otherwise it would be forbidden, because this would be an oihel arai if you first put the chairs there and then you put the sheets on top. But in this case, the Shulchan Aruch says that this folding chair is considered ovid v'koy mibayit yoyim. It's as though it's already made. You're not making a new structure. You're just spreading it out to sit on. And the Mishnah Berurah says that for this reason as well, it is permitted lahamid hachupa ulasalka. If you had a chupa that was already on poles on a Shabbos, you'd actually be allowed, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharat Zion over there in Sif Cotton Lama Dalit, you'd be allowed to put that up and take it down again. It's considered as though it's ovid v'koy, as though it's ready made. He also, the Mishnah Berurah says, for this reason, just like this kisei truskal, just like this folding chair, he says, if you have the daf shekavua b'kaisel shavayis haknesses shemanichon alof sforim, if you have one of these flip out shtenders, which was connected to the wall, and then you open it out and you fix it in place over there. That is also going to be okay because it's Ovid v'koymu boi jomi. He says anyway over there it's not such a problem because anyway you have no kavola for oyhel and it doesn't really have mechitzas on, but that would be okay. So we see over here this principle of Ovid v'koymu boi jomi that allows us to open up folding things on Shabbos, and it's not going to be considered a problem. So based on this, Rav Nissim Karelitz in Chut Shoni Chele Beis Periglam Advos of Kotan Yud, he applies this also to folding beds nowadays, that so too most folding beds, whether it's a sofa bed or whether it is another type of freestanding folding beds, we have ones that are built into cupboards as well, quite nifty ones, you open the cupboards and the bed flips out. So all of these types of folding beds, they're also considered Ovid v'koy meboiz yom, even though the Mishnah Brura, sorry, the Bi'ah Halacha in Sif Kota, in Dibar Maschel Lachatchila, he has a whole discussion about folding beds, but those sorts of folding beds are ones where you had to actually screw things into place on Shabbos, and there was a big tirch involved. But Nissen Karelit says that the folding beds that we have nowadays are not... you don't have such tircha which is involved, and therefore even the Mishnah Brura, the Bi'ah Halacha, that's going to be absolutely okay to open these folding beds on Shabbos. Now, when it comes to umbrellas, so there's a Bi'ah Halacha, Sif Dibar Maschel Tefach, also in Siman Shin Tezvov, a very, very long Bi'ah Halacha, v'nei al dvar nesias umbriloy, carrying an umbrella, and he says, "Uvil sheneinu koinoi say parasol." That this the idea of carrying an umbrella or a parasol, is this also comparable to these folding chairs which the Shulchan Aruch spoke about in Shin Tzvov Sif Hey? Is this the same? Because you have over here as well a structure which you open it up. It's seemingly very similar to a folding chair. And therefore, would it be permissible? And in fact, the Chasam Sofer and others, they bring a svara to say maybe it should be similar to this case, because maybe you could also consider that Ovid v'koy miboid yom, as though it's already spread out, it's already made miboid yom. However, the poskim come down very, very hard. The Bi'ah Halacha really concludes like the Neida B'Yehuda. The Neida B'Yehuda was Rav in Prague in the late 1700s, and he saw there were people on Shabbos carrying around umbrellas, and he came out very, very strongly against that. And he says it could be it's even a skila, right? He says, and the Mishnah Brura brings yesh b'zeh hashashchi of skila, according to some rishonim. Even though there was a tzad to say it should be comparable to this folding chair, the consensus seems to be that it's not. There are a number of reasons that are brought. Number one, a reason which is brought by the Nodi B'Yehuda is that you're doing it l'shem oyhel. Your whole kavona over here is that you want a structure that will guard you from the rain. So therefore it's l'shem oyhel. Now there's a big discussion in the poskim whether this really is considered an oyhel or not. But be that as it may, the Chazan Ish says there's a problem as well, potentially of tikkun moneh. There's also a problem, right, which is that you're completing something. There's discussion about whether that applies. He wants to say also the Chazan Ish wants to say also that it's uvdu d'chayil, and Chachomim over the Deiris have the right to enact and to say that this is something which is a very, very weekday style activity, and therefore the conclusion of the Bi'ah Halacha is v'alkein hashem nafshe yirchak mizem ma'oid. Person should be very, very careful not to. And the overwhelming consensus of the poskim is this is not considered, this is not comparable to the folding chairs. So the conclusion is folding beds on Shabbos and Yom Tov are okay, but umbrellas are still out. Hashem should always make the sun shine on the Yidden.